WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 627 and three quarters up 10. Soft May, 575 up 9 1/4. March corn, 438 and a half up 2 3/4. July, 449 and three quarters up 3. December, 456 up 3. March soybeans, 1303 and three quarters up 11. July, 1273 up 10 and three quarters. November, 11.10 and a half, now 3/4 up 2 1/4. March soybean meal, 443.20 up 9.20. March soybean oil, 37.33 down 12. February live cattle, 139.82 and a half down 55. March feeder cattle, 167.72 and a half down 27 and a half. And February lean hogs, 85.17 and a half, and they are up 30.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 4th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $30, and along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch, you'll hear from Sue Martin and all our analysts on corn and soybean futures and cash grain marketing. And we'll also get the lowdown on land values for 2014 and look at the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And you'll get a 25th anniversary commemorative hat marking the occasion. Call with your major credit card, 217-333-7300, and guarantee your spots. We'll mail your tickets to you. And a quick programming announcement. Tonight's Agricultural Outlook panel, scheduled for 6 o'clock in Kankakee, has been canceled due to bad weather conditions expected this evening. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is from L&M Commodities. Are you there, sir?
Hey, it's Tuesday, so it must be Wayne Nelson.
It must be Wayne Nelson. If it is a Tuesday, it's a Wayne day.
There you go. By golly, you know, there's a big storm supposedly coming in tonight, Dave.
Well, there is a big storm, and that means country movement should settle down to nothing here.
And that's why we're seeing strength in the corn and the bean market here today, Dave. I mean, your processors, big demand for bean meal with all this cold weather, and that's, you know, we've held up transportation with that 8-inch snow we had in, over the weekend, and they were trying to get some bought in before this all happened. So that's why we're seeing some bull spreading here in the beans today, that's for sure, and the meal strength is where that's, most of that's coming from.
So let's stay with the meal then, and let's ask you, if you think there is enough there, well, we're getting close to it. 1309 a target?
You know, it's possible we can get to that 1309, 1310 mark here today. You know, will we push a lot higher in this that at this time? I'm not sure. It sure doesn't feel like we will to me when we look at South America basically coming on very strong. And, of course, the Argentine announcement today that the cabinet met with a group of exporters producers to tell them the government has the power to levy fines if they speculatively store their grain, because that's hurting the Argentine economy, and they can fine them. So that could cause some world export beans to come out of Argentina if they do some of those things.
So that's an interesting thing and puts farmers there in a tough spot between the fines and the peso devaluation.
Yeah, I mean, they're hanging on to it because that's better than the inflation rate they're having on the pesos. So, I mean, basically along the way, that's what they're doing, is hanging on to gold rather than poor pesos is what it amounts to in the gold beans.
So all of that helping the bean market today. What about the corn market?
Well, the corn market, same difference here. The ethanol bids are booming. They're running full blast and doing good on all the business, and this cold weather's hampered movement there again. And basically, you know, we've sort of stuck in this range here now. It's actually went a little bit above, but, you know, we were talking the 420 to 440 range here, you know, and we're at the top end of that now, all because of tight farmer holding and poor cash movement. And, you know, we probably aren't going to fall apart real fast in this corn market until we really see what the government says here in their report there, the 20, whatever it is, towards the end of the month when they have their outlook. Mm-hmm. So.
We're also seeing managed money short covering in this rally.
And I would imagine we're seeing some of that. And also, the S&Ps haven't been exactly, the Dow hasn't been exactly kind. And we're seeing some money come in from other countries on coming into a few commodities here and looking to buy a few things also. So there has been a little influx of money into some of the funds.
And I guess another factor, I don't know how much is in the trader's mindset right now, but golly, it is dry in Brazil and the second planting of corn is coming on.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of expectations that maybe as we get a little bit drier here, it's going to allow them to plant some of the corn and get it in here before they need to, you know, think about not cutting off, because as we do that, you know, they do have to be getting that in here before the end of the month to do it that way. So the other thing to come along is helping the corn is the EPA is delaying revisions to the renewable fuel standard until summer now. And so, you know, if everything's running along fine, why, who knows?
Well, and I'm not surprised by that because there was going to be at least a 60-day challenge after they got through with the second the second comment period. I think that the intent was by different people that were arguing for their point of view, the delay as much as they could.
And I think, you know, and that's good. And fortunately, with the lower corn prices and the good demand for it, we're seeing a very good export market. And with our larger corn stocks, it's just what the doctor ordered.
So how much can December corn be helped on the front end by the front end of this?
Well, you know, here we're looking at December corn today. It's up 3.75. We're looking at the May corn. It's up 3.5. I'm thinking that, you know, it's looking at trying to buy a few acres back of the guys that were supposedly talking on switching to so many more acres of beans.
So if you're talking March corn, maybe rallying another dime or 15 cents and put that on the back, you're about 480-ish, and those are kind of numbers we weren't thinking about very long ago.
No, and I think I'm probably going to be more of a seller before it gets to 480. So, you know, 460 to 70 is more the goal that I'm looking for.
What about outside factors influencing prices today?
Well, of course, the cold weather. I mean, that's the big thing, the cold weather, the snow, the lack of movement. Crude oil is bouncing back a little bit. It's up $1 today on that. And, of course, as we look at the stock market, we're seeing a little rebound in the stocks, too. The Dow's up 68. So the outside markets are looking a little bit positive.
Does it make sense with old crop corn, 439, you hold to the July 450? Does it, and you are comfortable working with options at these prices, given the fundamentals that we know, does it make sense to go ahead and sell the cash and get it back on paper at this point?
Well, I think that's what we've done in a lot of cases. So we've taken a good basis level, and if the person still wants to re-own, why, we just look at either a call or a bull call spread where they aren't investing too much risk out there and still have the chance in case we do have some weather problems for that. But you know, it's going to be awfully hard to say with the corn crop that we've got in the bin that we're going to see the basis levels we have seen and are seeing now come July if we've got a good corn crop growing mm-hmm. out in the field, Dave.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the corn market, March corn at 439.5 is up 3.75. December is 457.25, up 4.25. March soybeans, 13.04 3/4, up 12. November, 11.09 1/4, and it is up 3/4. Have you ordered your tickets yet for the 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? You can do that right now. Go to your phone and call 217-333-7300. They're just $30, and you'll get a Continental breakfast, beef house lunch, a commemorative 25th anniversary hat, and all of our great analysis for the day, including Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services. 217-333-7300. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.